Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Swords with you. Bill Push had to depart for a speaking engagement for a third hour. Third hour, by the way, sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Learn more at concreteindustries.com or at NEPCOinc.com. I-N-C. NEPCO, I-N-C.
I have an uncomfortable question to ask you.
I like those questions. Usually.
This is uncomfortable, so don't take this wrong. I'm just going to ask it,
is it
on the air.
A personal question?
Yeah, a little. Did you make coffee today?
No.
Why? Oh, there it is.
Why?
Because I just took a drink of the coffee that was in the pot. Well,
you should have asked the lady at the mill to make you coffee. No, I did not make coffee.
When
you typically never, ever drink the coffee I bring because you have your own McDonald's cup.
Well, what I've been doing is drinking all of my McDonald's and then going to the pot.
Well, here's the deal.
To the pot of coffee.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes.
By the time you have finished your coffee, the mill is operational. And you can get mill coffee.
Well, there. I just got some mill bread.
So that's you're saying you're drinking cold coffee right now?
I just took a swig of cold coffee. It's
horrifying. It's from yesterday.
Good God.
I'm not ashamed about that.
I'm not.
Bill drinks about a half a pot of coffee in the morning.
He drinks a half a pot?
Yeah.
Jeez.
See, I bring my own coffee from home, which is actually, I bring some milk coffee. I just make at the house.
Hey, listen to me, okay? I wasn't casting aspersions.
I didn't think so.
I'm merely asking the question.
Yeah, you're fine. 464-5685, call or text as always. Now, mentioned at the end of the last segment after the game show that we're not pushing Matt Rhule out. Matt Rhule can be here as long as he wants, as long as he wins. And right?
Right.
Yeah,
as long as he wins.
If you go 3-9, no, you can't stay here. You need to go.
Right.
But Matt Rhule is obviously a hot target for Penn State, rightfully so.
Yes. We don't want Rhule out.
I don't, yeah.
That's
the stool... is not pushing Matt Rhule out.
We're
just
even
trying
close.
To be prepared that if there is a move made that he leaves, you have to be prepared for the next step.
Can we say can we take a neck before you get to this the text line?
Yeah.
Can we take a step further and say we actually think what he's doing here is working? Can you say that?
Yes,
I can. I do think that.
I think there are some. There's still some things that need to be resolved. I mean, I think that Matt Rhule typically has a really good defensive line, offensive line. I think, you know, right now that's still have some work to do.
Well, the offensive line probably comes off its best game.
Yes, they do. But they've had some rough games this year.
Uh-huh.
And the defensive line, of course, replacing Nash and Ty has not been easy, as well as Jamari Butler and Prince Will, who moved on to different schools. So that's not easy to fix. But
There's not many programs in the country that you would say are operating perfectly right now. Not many at all. So the bottom line is we feel good about the trajectory of the program.
Yes.
Okay.
And I want this topic today. I want this conversation all week long to be about Nebraska versus Minnesota. But unfortunately, there's been a wrench thrown into all this with the firing of James Franklin. And of course, right now on a lot of betting boards, Matt Rhule being not just one of, but the top odds to take the job.
There was a big wrench thrown into your machine, and it's making weird noises.
It is.
Now.
It's in it. You can't ignore it.
No, you can't.
You have the machine is still putting out the content in terms of the field. You know, the product on the field, but it's getting a weird noise, and it's bothering you.
Yeah, there's a knocking noise that's very annoying. This is annoying, right?
Yes, and I think so. I brought up before the break that if there is a move made, if he's not getting fired, if Matt Rhule leaves on his own accord to go to Penn State, you have to start thinking about potential replacements. I put out the names which you agreed with, of PJ Fleck at Minnesota and Matt Campbell at Iowa State.
I don't disagree at all.
I don't know how anybody can push back on those being viable options for Nebraska. Like, attainable and viable. It is not a disservice for me to say, hey, these are two guys that they could get. They're guys that definitely would listen, I would think. And I think they'd be decent coaches at Nebraska.
I scribbled down names on Sunday, and Campbell was on that. And, you know, I had Leipold on there. I had Zach Taylor on there. But I'm with you on Fleck and Campbell.
And this, again, why this is unfortunate, because this is a 5-1 football team ranked 25th in the country that plays a Friday night game on primetime.
Probably going to be 6-1.
Against Minnesota.
Probably going to be 6-1.
The line has jumped to 8.5 in favor of Nebraska as of this morning.
Yep.
And that's what I would like that to be the conversation.
I know.
And we will talk plenty about Minnesota throughout this week and get going. But if you look at ESPN, CBS Sports, all these places, the main thing is it's showing faces of Matt Rhule in terms of potential replacements at Penn State.
Let's drive home the point to the breakers. We would love to be sitting here talking about Nebraska's excellent chance to get to 7-1 before it plays USC in what could be an epic game. Oh, God, that's what we'd want.
And
a wrench was thrown into it on Sunday when the news came. When the news came that James Franklin was fired, everybody that follows this program knew this is a problem.
And by the way, I speak on behalf of the entire Nebraska media, sports media, all of us. No one's going to apologize for these conversations if Rhule stays, because it has to be talked about.
Yeah, of course.
It would be a disservice to anybody if nobody across the state of Nebraska was talking about the potential of Rhule moving on.
Rhule is not a long shot for Penn State.
He's a favorite.
He's not a long shot by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, I would call him the favorite for that job.
But I brought up the names, and you agree with PJ Fleck and Matt Campbell, if there's a move. And
there's
extreme pushback. People in this area just do not like PJ Fleck.
Okay, now how much of the pushback is simply the result of Nebraska playing him this week, so you're just a victim of bad timing? If you would have said PJ Fleck in 3 weeks, I think the conversation might be different.
Sure.
You play him this week.
You play him on
nobody
Friday night.
Yeah, nobody.
PJ Fleck, as you point out, has won 5 straight games against Nebraska. He's caused you some major problems here.
5 straight against Nebraska, okay? He's been a thorn. And we all know what he is. What he is in my mind, right away. And this now you could basically frame this up as now we're just talking about this game against Nebraska at 7 p.m. on Friday night at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. I am telling you, he's a great game manager. He manages the game as well as any coach in the Big Ten. He's a game manager. He doesn't call plays. He has a great feel for his team. He manages clock exceptionally well.
PJ?
Yes.
I know PJ Fleck is a different breed of person. He's an odd dude. He's a high energy guy. Row the boat, ski you mom, all that stuff. He is high energy. So is Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule's high energy,
Matt Rhule's
right?
High energy.
Don't we like that fact about Matt Rhule's high energy?
I love that about Rhule.
Like Scott Frost, not high energy, pretty low energy.
No.
Didn't have it.
Low T.
Felt like it on the sidelines, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not saying that Scott Frost has low T, but compared to Matt Rhule in terms of how
they
operate.
Figuratively, not literally.
Just figuratively talk, yeah.
It's not literal.
We're not judging. Not literal low T, but Yeah, to compare. So, you know, Fleck, and we've talked to him at Media Days before, you know, in Chicago and Indianapolis, and Fleck is just he's almost infectious at times, in a good, like a good infectious. And people have always said,
infectious.
I hear from people a lot, they say, I hated Fleck when they hired him. But then over the years, they've just grown to respect him.
Because, now you said the key thing.
He's consistently won, right? Not at a high level, but, you know, 8-9 wins a year.
There's a
at Minnesota.
There's a maturity has to enter into the conversation in these situations. Can't you just please, not you, but anybody, I don't want to hear, I don't like him. It doesn't matter. This isn't seventh grade. Do you respect
Thank
him?
Thank you.
Do you respect him?
And if you don't respect him, tell me why.
Yeah, I don't care if you don't like his personality or the way he dresses. Who cares about any of that? Do you respect him as a coach? Do you respect him as a man? There's a lot of guys I don't want to hang out with, but I respect.
Sure.
A lot. Most. respect is what matters, not do I like him? Do I want to take a car ride with him? It's do I respect him? And I respect Fleck, and I respect what he's done at Minnesota.
Here's some response here on PJ Fleck by himself here. Here we go. Ryan in Delaware says, yuck. Okay. Elisa's dad says, I cannot stand the human that PJ Fleck is.
Why can't you stand the human?
Explain that one to me, Elisa's dad. Downtown Scott, I've hated PJ Fleck since the day I was born.
I just wonder.
You didn't know him the day you were born, Downtown
Scott. I just wonder how much of that hatred is just a personality issue. I mean, what is it? Why do you hate him? Why would you hate him?
Brett, Minnesota says, Rule is genuine.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
PJ Fleck is a phony. As a Minnesota resident now, PJ at Nebraska would be my worst nightmare. Someone says, Fleck and Campbell, good coaches, but I think you're aiming too low.
Okay.
Okay, then what's the take? Okay.
Lane Kiffin.
Is Lane Kiffin attainable? Again, ties to Nebraska. His dad obviously was a Husker here, former coach, a player at Nebraska.
Yeah, his brother coached here, Chris Kiffin.
Chris Kiffin.
Yeah, good job, Jake.
I mean, Ole Miss is a top five team right now in the country. Why would you leave that, though, to come to Nebraska?
My guess is no.
Like, is that reasonable? Is it possible? I suppose yes. I don't know why you leave when they're doing very well to just jump to Nebraska.
What about guys who don't have a job right now? Are there any guys like that? Jimbo, Ed Orgeron, Gruden. Are you looking at anybody like that?
I say no to Gruden. Everyone talks about John Gruden. I mean, and listen, John Gruden is, I love the guy. I love watching his content. He is so entertaining. I just don't think that I can go with him in college football.
Okay, at this point, are we getting pushback that we're even discussing this matter?
Well, sure, but that's why this is so unfortunate. That, I repeat, this week should be completely about, hey, Nebraska's 5-1. You're ranked 25th. Minnesota, you have a chance to be bowl eligible by October, mid-October. But unfortunately, with the wrench being thrown, the whole conversation is now shifted because this is the story of college football. Penn State's opening is the story of college football.
And your head coach at Nebraska happens to be the clubhouse leader in yes. all of the discussions.
And if he stays...
And he didn't exactly pour cold water on it yesterday.
Right. We played the audio in the 6 o'clock hour. He did not say, I'm staying at Nebraska. He said, I love it here. But also, I love Penn State. I love Pat Kraft.
He can't say, this is Sipple's opinion. He can't come out and say, I'm staying at Nebraska. He can't do that. You know why? Because if he gets offered, my guess is he'll take it at Penn State. He can't say staying. If he does, it's hard to trust him, right? Guys do that, though, by the way. They'll say they're staying right up until the moment they leave. I sort of respect Rule for not doing that. They'll say, I'm staying here. I'm not leaving until the moment they leave. We've seen it. I think we saw Saban do that, didn't we?
Yes.
Didn't you see him do that in Miami? Didn't you see them do it in Miami?
Yeah. Mr. Worldwide, and this is not Pitbull, but Mr. Worldwide in Fallbrook says, hold the phone.
Okay.
Matt Rhule is 6 points away from being on the hot seat at Nebraska.
I know.
And we're saying that, why is everyone jumping to say that we got to keep him at all costs? Nebraska nearly lost to Cincinnati in the opener. They win by 3. Mm-hmm. Big pick by Hartsock to clinch the game. And, of course, almost lost to Maryland this past weekend.
That's college football right now.
I mean, it is. Almost, you're 5-1. The record is what matters. You're 5-1.
Right. And, I mean, you can switch it up. I mean, Franklin just 3 weeks ago was in double overtime. And if they win that game, then what? Are they the number one team in the country?
Probably. Frankly, they led in overtime. They're up by 7 in regular overtime.
So it
Oregon had a fourth down in overtime to convert.
It's very fickle, and I get where the person in Fallbrook understand completely.
And Mr. Worldwide,
I understand exactly where you're coming from, and you're not wrong at all. It's odd. It's very odd. I even Rule saying yesterday we're on a roll. Yeah, kind of on a roll, but you're 5-1. But I get it. It's. That's the way college football is largely now with all the parity.
And friend of the show, former Nebraska AD Bill Moose, always said he had a list of potential coaches at any given time, because sometimes it could be a scandal. You got to fire somebody, or they just move on. You have to be prepared, and that's what Nebraska has to do right now.
I think I think 99% of ADs have a list ready to roll.
And so we mentioned Lane Kiffin. That'd be a phenomenal hire. Again, top five. Coach right now, top five team in the country at Ole Miss. Almost lost to Wazoo this weekend, which was not a great game, but they won. And names, people bring up, Alex Golish at South Florida has had a great year this year. USF.
Under the radar.
Jeff Traylor would not be popular here under at UTSA. Under the radar. I don't go that direction.
I mean, I'm not going to dismiss anybody that I don't really know. Like, Traylor might be really good. I don't want to dismiss people that I don't know much about. I don't know much about Traylor. I've seen his teams. They're good.
Well, I think it'd be hilarious if Matt Rhule's out there listening this morning. He's probably cackling and saying, I'm sticking around. He knows he is. He's either staying or he's going. He's just listening to all this talk about who's going to replace him if he leaves, and maybe he knows I'm not leaving.
The stool has made clear that we believe in the trajectory that Rhule has the program.
Our preference is that he stays.
Right.
We are not pushing him out. We would like it if he pushes it away and say, I'm sticking around in Nebraska. We believe in what he is doing here. To make sure it's very clear.
We also have to make very clear that we understand this situation, why Rhule would go to Penn State. We understand. This is alma mater. It's where he met his wife. He's friends with the AD. It's crazy to think to me, it's crazy. Now, this is where people will disagree. But to me, it's crazy to think he wouldn't take the job. That's what I think. Of course he's going to take that job.
Mm-hmm.
It's where he's from. He went to school and he went to high school and State College. The lure of home is strong, right?
That's why in this note, Bird says, could he be working Troy for more money?
I mean, I don't believe that.
His contract is already going up. Like, you look at this, the numbers go up to $12 million, right?
A lot of people wrote yesterday that Rule was in a leverage play. I think that's uninformed.
Stop being in denial.
Right.
The man attended Penn State University.
Right. I think if you write that, you're uninformed. That's what I think.
It's a little bit delusion and denial.
Delusion.
Right? Both of them.
Yeah. Well, and uninformed.
And he could stay. And if he stays, you can't get mad at us because this is the talking point across the country. But
he went to high school in State College. He walked on at Penn State. He loved his experience there. He said, I love it there. Come on. It's like Frost. Now, I would also say this. Cautionary tale, Frost. I would say this to
100%.
Rule. I would say to Rule, Frost went to his alma mater and what was perceived as a dream job, which was not a dream job for Frost. It was not. He didn't regard it that way. And I don't mean he didn't regard it that way after the fact. You know I know Frost.
Yes.
I talked to Frost a lot before the fact.
100%.
And it wasn't his dream job. There was a lot of hesitancy on Frost's part to take that job. I don't see this situation as the same with Rule, but I would say to Rule, be careful. Be careful.
Yeah.
You're going to your alma mater. That can be kind of tricky, but that's where we're at. That's where we're at.
It's where we're at.
It's really, you're right.
It's a bizarre week.
We would love to be sitting here talking about Nebraska growing as a program, having a great shot to be 6-1, a great shot to be 7-1. And wow, this is what we've been hoping for a long time. And now here comes the wrench game.
It's loud. It's clanking around.
It's clanking around. It is. And I'm
You're trying to stay focused, but you hear this.
Now, this is where you can help me out. And I wrote this today. I don't think the clanking's going away anytime soon. I think we got weeks of clanking.
And that's why it's going to be impressive if they continue to win games. If, you know, as this affects everything. The locker room hears it. And so if they can beat Minnesota, beat Northwestern, be 7-1 before the USC game, and then somehow win that game, and you have all this noise.
Kudos
to everybody involved with it for keeping their heads straight.
I hope the noise subsides as days go forward, but this is, now again, we're talking this out. The media world is weird now. There's a lot of media, and there's a lot of rogue media. I'm afraid there'll be odd reports that come out, and that they'll have to be either shot down or just dealt with in some fashion. I don't know what form those reports would take. I just don't think this is going to be. What form could it take? Oh, Rule's taking the job. A source says, you know,
and be prepared for that. Yeah.
A source says he is taking the PSU job. No, then Rule shoots it down. No, I haven't. You know, that's the kind of stuff that's going
to
happen.
By the way, before we get to break, off note of that, I mentioned Bill Moose.
Bill Moose.
Iowa Husker Tom says, any word on the Bill Moose book
that's
supposed to come out in July?
I wrote about this in our Tunnel Talk thing on Husker Online. Yeah, I talked to Moose last week. He's saying before they want it out before Christmas.
Okay, so that's a 6-month pushback then. Yeah. Wasn't it supposed to be in July?
July or August.
It happens.
Oh, yeah, and the book. He told me a fabulous story he was reading parts of the book to me the other day. And he wouldn't mind me saying this. His initial meeting with Frost, remember how they met in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Didn't go well. This is the kind of stuff that's going to be in the book. It's really fascinating. That meeting did not go well.
I'm going to buy a copy.
Oh, God. I guarantee it. You'll be freaked out by some of it. That alone is captivating. That first meeting didn't go well. So we'll just leave it at that. Say that?
Yes. Reminder, computer hardware, 70th and O. Go see a trip on the team also in Kearney, Hastings, GI, the Apple Store of Nebraska. 45 years in operation. We'll have more next in Early Break of the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.